Just shot a net there just now, and there's a fish that's the hint net, what we call the hint net, bobbing the corks, and he'll probably be a big trout because he's following around, he's on his way out again, he's down to the bosom corks, and he's gone on to the fore net now. That's the front end of the net that leads him in, the lead in. If there's 10 or a dozen fish come in, he's popped the cork again, so there's one still there, probably two in the shot. But the loose fish, I always think it's an indication to the rest of them to get out, and they usually shoot down river and try and get out the net before it gets closed. So that's what usually happens in this shot. So we'll just see. If you've got a little bit of luck, you can get five or six fish out of this shot. I've spent 50 years watching for that, so you know every ripple in the river. Like, when you've spent your lifetime and with wise men, like my father, my Uncle Will, my Uncle Bert, my grandfather. I mean, I started coming when I was 5 years old to the fishing on a Friday night, and I had a tricycle to come on. You know, I cycled 4 miles to get there, and then my father came through the river at North Bales, took me over. And I never was a good reader because I was dyslexic at school, and I couldn't read and write when I left school. But there's one thing he always learned when he was dyslexic, was you listened, and you learned off of wise people. There was always very clever people because they read the nature of the river. They read the winds, they read the north wind. And we were lucky at where we worked at North Bells. If it was north wind coming, you could always tell 12 hours before it came because you'd hear the trains coming down the north line past Grant's house. So these are the little things you used to pick up on. My father used to always watch at North Bells, and he used to always put a stone on the river edge. And whether it was 4 inches over that stone, he'd draw a shot. And 9 times out of 10, he got that point shot. So you see, nothing's changed over 100 years or 200 years in the fishing habits. You know, it's great to watch these little tips that you learn off the old boys. We always had a shallop part below the fishery, about 100 yards below the fishery. And the fish come over this shallow, and when they come over, they make a V, like a speedboat. And then you wait a certain time, because with experience you know exactly when to row away and when to pull it in. If you're too quick, you miss him. If you're too late, he gets out, because it goes in and goes out again. So the best fishing is just straight off and what we call straight off and home, and then the fish has less chance to get out the net. If you lie 3 minutes too long, the fish is back away down towards Berwick again, and he'll come up when you're not there. Like, there's so many things in the river that rods will never understand, and the simple reason is you'll tell them this, but they don't believe you. See, we can fish there all night, day and night, and the minute that sun comes out the east and comes up, and the minute it pops over the hill at Berry, we can't catch a fish in the nets, and neither could the nets all the way up the river. From Norham to Berry, they just go home when the sun came up. It wouldn't matter if there was 10 salmon, 20 salmon went into that net, they wouldn't get them. They would just cheat you. You have to respect the salmon. I mean, that's what I say about killing old fish and dirty fish. I mean, if we get a fish a week old, we put it back. We let them go because they're breeding stock. I mean, if we kill all these fish, what chance have we got? Well, there's no survival for anything if you kill them all. You know, a lot of people don't have any feeling for it, but I've got every feeling in the world for this river and the salmon. I respect them because mind they're clever. They can cheat you like that. But that's the skill. If you're just rowing out and putting a net in and pulling them in, it's no respect for the fish. You know, I mean, we harvest them, we've got a short time to catch them. We're hard on them when we're at them because they're in good condition and are worth catching. But once they become that they're not worth catching, forget about it. Leave them alone, leave them for the river. And definitely finish at the end of October. There's no need to fish all November and amongst on reds, fish that's lying ready to spawn. And some of them spawn, they're catching kelts even. It's all wrong. They've no respect for a salmon when they do that. I'm 75 years old, and I'm not going to give it up. I'm going to just keep working. And if I die on the land, then that's where I'm going to die. I put my headstone in the jetty I built for them, for their boats coming in. And I bought it and I put it there. I thought, you can throw us over the top and I'm going to get cremated, so I'm going to end up here. So this is my love. Where could you go better than this? If heaven's like this, well, we don't mind going, do you? I mean, if you're here at 6 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning on a summer's morning, and you just sit back and listen to the birds, and you see the kingfishers, you see the otters, you just appreciate what life's all about. I mean, this is what I've always said. If you study nature, you've found God. You know, you have. You've found God.